Oh, you wanted me to be mad that you were talking before me.
Well, I mean, it's just like the rule of yes and is like we're being like, oh, no, Liam wasn't here. He's going to be mad. And then you come in and you are, you know, you're supposed to be like, well, no, what are you doing? And not just like, okay, cool. Because that like, I don't know where to go on from there.
Yeah, we're like playing low status and you need to like play high status as if like act like your approval means the world to us.
Right.
Just act as if that's true.
Just pretend for 1 second that is true.
even as fleeting moment of your life, it's almost as if we feel that way.
Yeah. I mean, just like for the sake of the craft.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll put that on my list.
Welcome to the big tent.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, if you could actually hold off for a second, we haven't told them yet that we have a guest. Sorry, Matt.
It's fine. It's fine.
You're right, Leo. We do need to ease the audience into things like this. It's really not an easy pill to swallow. But audience, I wanted to let you guys know we do have a guest, and I'm sorry because usually we are able to kind of hack it just us two, but this time, you know, it's like we did need a little extra help. Like Leo and I kind of ran out of wit and banter, so we did need a little more. So we did bring in a guest, and he's actually a musician and an actor, sort of an iconoclast. Very young. What else do you have to say, Leo, about him?
He's a different person than the two of us. And so,
yeah,
especially if you've listened to this show so far, you are going to be hearing a voice that isn't mine and isn't Gabby's. And I just want everyone to know not to be scared, because he's our friend. And sometimes you get another person on the podcast with you. So,
Jesus,
nothing to be alarmed about.
Well, he's not helping with the burps.
Sorry, I thought I muted my camera. I was enjoying listening to this.
You muted your camera?
Yeah, you idiot. Wow.
Can you please edit that part out? Because I felt like you guys were doing a good job of building me up. And then for me to just instantly open my mouth, do something crude, and then say something so incredibly stupid and wrong.
Matt is a big fan of the show, by the way, so I know he's excited to be on here. Matt,
he's a super fan.
If you could tell us quickly what your favorite episode is, and kind of maybe why it's your favorite, and maybe pick out a moment from it that you really love.
Oh, and also, you have to answer that age-old question. Are you a Gabby, or are you a Leo?
Oh, will they, won't they?
Different question.
Will they, won't they? Okay. Well, first off, I mean, I love the pilot. I often think that pilots are just like the best, and you can't get better from there. You know, Seinfeld is an example where it just kind of peaks in that episode one. And I just think that you guys, I mean, it's honestly, if I had to name a favorite episode, it would probably be like just 10 years ago watching you guys talk, because it was such privileged insider info that it was almost like whenever we'd hang out, it was like you guys were recording a podcast directly in front of me. And it didn't have any of the baggage of having to be processed by larger audiences. So I think I mean, my favorite podcast with you guys is just you guys just shooting the shit. Am I allowed to swear on here?
We'll let it slide.
Okay, cool. And am I a Leo or am I a Gabby? I mean, I think at the end of the day, I'm a Gabby, to be honest. There's definitely some Leo in me. I'm not a Leo, but you know what I mean? Leo Frampton.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the end of the day, I just feel like when I listen to Gabby talk, a lot of the time I just go, yeah.
What do you think of that, Leo? Is that okay with you, or?
You know, we've basically, I mean, yeah, that was nice of you, but we've had about 3 episodes so far of the actual podcast, so I was kind of hoping you would just pick one of those, and, you know.
I love those, too.
Yeah, okay.
He's just saying our earlier works were more resonant with him.
Do you
Which
remember like your favorite thing we talked about on any of them? Maybe just name one subject.
I'm just saying, like, if you're friends with Jerry Seinfeld, what's your favorite episode of Seinfeld? I don't know, probably when I had fucking coffee with him. You know what I mean? Like, there's fans, and then there's something deeper. You actually get to be a part of a creative process. What's my favorite? What's the name of this podcast again? I'm blanking right now somehow.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about the name.
Just
We're
for the
gonna
sake,
we're
just for
gonna
finishing my point. What is the name of the pod? What is the name of the podcast again?
we're
It's
we're
called The Big Tent. It's a
it's the Big
podcast that
Tent podcast.
where
Yeah.
like
You
what's your favorite episode of The Big Tent? I don't know. Maybe fucking 10 years ago when I like was in a band with Leo, right? And we would talk about stuff like, you know what I mean? Like I just feel like expecting me to just be like an anonymous fan is just like it puts me into a weird position. That I'm
Right.
like, I mean, you have me on here because we're
Thank you.
friends.
Thank you for the answer. It was really interesting. And
Yeah.
I guess yeah. It's fine if I'm sure you've listened to the show and you probably just
I mean, Gabby
can't
and I,
remember.
yeah. I mean,
Yeah, no.
I do like a lot of the bits. I really have enjoyed every episode, all five episodes of this podcast so far. I've
Okay,
really
so
liked.
we're gonna start with announcements, just some housekeeping. So I'll go first. Hey everyone. Just wanted to quickly state it kind of sucks, but this will be my last episode on the Big Tent. I've been
Shit.
dealing with a lot of social and
What?
parasocial circumstances lately
What?
where I've been
Shit.
un undervalued in a social context. If everyone just let me say the announcement in a social context. And I do have anger management, and so I'm essentially retiring to have some space to feel enraged and create kind of a long list of enemies. And so hopefully no one listening is on that list. But if you are listening, there is a very good chance you are on it. But yeah, and I think everyone else will be in great hands with Gabby from now on. So it's
Will be
kind of sad. It's
great and
bittersweet.
handsome.
Yes, everyone will be great and handsome with me from now on.
Cool.
Leo, thank you for sharing that. And yeah, I'm really sorry that you're going, but we wish you all the best and greener pastures, etc.
Thank you,
Whatever
Gabby.
creative endeavors you do, I appreciate that. I also have something of an announcement to share, if you guys don't mind. So as we know on this pod, I am an artist, creator, some would say multi-hyphenate, destroyer. And I just want to say that I'm so excited to announce that I am actually building sort of an exhibit, as some would call it. Some would call it an experience, okay?
Ooh, I'm liking the sound of this.
Yeah. So in the past, okay, so let's just call it this way. It's sort of a play on the nuclear bomb. I wouldn't say it's exactly like a nuclear bomb, but it is an explosive device that can go off when necessary. And I'm just so excited to release it into the world. Hopefully, first, I'm going to keep it in really contained quarters so that when it goes off, it does not hurt anybody. But
Cool.
it did require many of the same mechanisms as like other structures before. If you've seen the movie Oppenheimer, it's a little bit like that without as much damage. It did not. It's not going to hurt anyone, but it is something that has the potential to down the line.
Okay, cool. I mean, if I know one thing about you, Gabby, it's that you can and do go off. So,
Thanks, Matt. I really appreciate that sincere feedback to my project that I've been working on for like many years now.
I agree with Matt. Yeah, you do go off, and I really think whoever's around for this is not going to be even prepared for what they're going to experience, because I think kind of
I mean,
immersive.
yeah, I mean they'll be blown away, right?
Yeah, I think it'll be a mind-blowing experience. It'll just blow the wind away, you know what I'm saying?
Totally. And
With its artistry and creativity. Yeah.
that's
I think
awesome.
it's important as an artist to be aggressive and not to apologize and to really kind of make people uncomfortable with your art, even if it means exploding them. You know,
Yeah, I
people,
agree.
it's
People, I
because
mean,
that's
people were
really
so
what
hung up.
is good.
Yeah, I mean, everybody was so into like safe spaces
Was
when we were growing up. Remember safe spaces? Oh no, is this a safe space? So I really love, Gabby, that you're just kind of going into this place of just making spaces really unsafe.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
completely. I mean,
I'm just
that's what I'm
saying.
aiming to do.
Did I say something wrong?
Artist, I always say creativity. No, it's creativity is supposed to have a little bit of danger to it.
And
So I
that's me.
appreciate your feedback. Matt, do you have any announcements?
Yeah, I have exciting things coming up both in the music and the film realms. As far as music, I have a residency where I will be playing at this very cute cafe in kind of like outer Bushwick, kind of East New York, called Sam's Happy Place. And I will actually be playing there every day for the next 7 weeks from 9 a.m. until noon. And then also from 11 p.m. until 1 a.m. So I'm doing like a morning shift and a late shift there, mostly originals. And then so you can come on by and just get a coffee or, you know, a kombucha or something. So that should be fun. And then in the film world, I actually did get a small part playing Dave Grohl in the flashback scenes of a new Behind the Music about the Foo Fighters, and about how Dave has been handling things since Taylor Hawkins passed. And you know how like they'll have those kind of like reenactment moments. And I did actually get cast as Dave Grohl, and I'm really excited about that.
Wow.
Yeah,
That is
and
amazing,
that.
Matt. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, and that will be shooting like basically in between the two shifts at Sam's Happy Place. So I'm just gonna be like really going crazy the next 7 weeks. I'm really excited.
What were the can you remind us of when you're gonna be playing at Sam's Happy Face? Unless you know the fans wanna come out and see you. Any New
What was
Yorkers?
the what about Sam's Happy Place?
The
Pardon?
hours you're gonna be playing there.
So 9 a.m. till noon, and then 11 p.m. until 1 a.m. every day for the next 7 weeks.
Got it. So it's kind
Okay.
of the
Yeah.
you got kind of the early morning shift and then the late shift. So that's about
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we can get in the people who, you know, work the 9 to 5 kind of thing, who are going to come and see something in the late night, and then also for my homies out there who. Are not employed in a conventional sense like myself. You get to come out, wake up early, grab a cup of joe or tea, which is what I drink, and just catch some vibes. I think it's going to be fun.
You do the morning, right, for like three, for like what was it, 3 hours, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you go and
3 hours, yeah.
you act as David Grohl, but you said in the flashbacks.
Well, he wouldn't be Dave Grohl now.
Yeah, well, it's. Pardon?
Stop. What? You wouldn't be Dave Grohl now.
Sorry, repeat that.
You couldn't. I'm just saying it wouldn't happen.
What wouldn't happen?
You wouldn't be playing Dave Grohl as his current age, right? It's the
I would know.
flashbacks.
Well, no, I would. They're not really flashbacks, they're more like recreations. Like Dave, I think Dave is involved. I'm not sure, to be honest. But he's not playing himself. He would speak as himself, but whenever you see like it's like him telling Taylor like you need to go You need to figure your shit out. You see me as Dave Grohl now. So it's me playing like 50-year-old Dave.
Got it.
So, and you said he'll be speaking the role. So you'll be lip-syncing.
Yeah, I don't have any lines is the weird part.
So I from what I understand, you'll be lip-syncing Dave Grohl's words.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Or it's like, I don't even know if it'll necessarily correspond. Like, I think you'll see me yelling at Taylor Hawkins, crying, or like maybe at the funeral, just like yelling. And I can yell whatever because they're not even recording the audio.
Right.
You're going to hear Dave Grohl over it being like, and when I had to go, it was, you know, I'm not going to be like mouthing along. Like when I had to go, it was really hard because that would just be strange. You're going to see real Dave and then you're just going to see me like saying whatever. I mean, I could just like, I could even shout out the Big Tent while through tears. I could be like, check out the podcast. It doesn't even really matter because you're not going to be hearing any of what I say.
Can you please do that?
Yeah, absolutely. And then you guys can like turn that into a GIF or whatever, and then no one will even know that in the video you're not hearing it. It'll just look like I'm on the TV talking about it.
Right. Got it. So 11 a.m., you head out, you go and...
Noon.
Yeah, you go, you head out. You do a few scenes as Dave, saying whatever you want, dramatic reenactments, and then you head back to the bar, and so it's like an 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. you're doing that, and then 11 p.m. for another 3 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
this is why I had to leave New York City, is this kind of lifestyle was just...
And it's what's so great about New York.
It is. And I know you as a musician, I can imagine the incredible power of kind of getting to have one of your heroes kind of speak through you and to sort of...
Yeah, exactly.
Be a little bit of a piece of rock history and of the life of a legend, and to maybe walk out of this experience maybe... feeling a little bit like you lived it yourself. So that's awesome. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you for announcing
exactly.
that, Matt. I'm really happy for you too. Yeah. And I honestly feel like you're a power hungry individual. You always have been. So it's nice that you
receive
the power to be Dave Grohl.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you for acknowledging that. I do really feel that way, that a lot of the power that I've been hoping to get for the past like 5, 10, you know, 20 years has been adding up right now. And I just want to say, I mean, if I can just take a sec to Theo and Alex and Anton and the other producers on Behind the Music, I hope it's okay I said it right now. I don't imagine it would be that big a problem for them legally, but if anything, I'm just getting you guys more views, because the Big Tent, you know, is a good place for like a low-key announcement like this. But I also would like to mention that if everyone can actually come to Sam's, I'm not really strictly being paid yet for playing there. It's like a tip-based thing. Like, they want to see what my draw can be twice a day.
Do they know you're coming?
I mean, I
they know.
They better. They better.
Well, I'm excited.
They were... When I was talking to the girl that works there, that she was saying that it would be dope to have music there. So for me, I'm just kind of like, let's do it. You know what I mean? That's my problem with so many people nowadays, is that everybody talks and nobody really does shit. So I'm going there.
So just curious, are you sure that you're certain they're open between 9 a.m. and 11 at noon? Because it seems a little early for a bar in East Brooklyn.
Well, it's a cafe. I'll tell you, people, there's lines out the door at 9 a.m. And I'll say this much, at 11 p.m. I peeped in and I saw some weird things going on there. So I think it would actually help them out to have somebody there fucking singing some music that actually has positive vibes for once.
Gotcha. And they have shows to open from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
It's not necessarily, but I'm just saying I saw some weird stuff going on there that I'm like, let's stop that.
Okay. Yeah.
Because
Got
I think
it. So,
I think that yeah,
you're
I just
there
think like
of the weird
I
stuff. It's
clearly
not...
it's a... well, because it closes at 8, and then I peeked in the other day because I saw the lights were on, and it looked like it looked like Eyes Wide Shut in there. So I'm just saying. I don't mean I. So I think they should let me in there, or else bad things are going to start coming out about that place. You're not gonna want to eat a fucking croissant from that place if I let them know it's what.
Yeah, I mean the croissant secret that place has been holding is it's kind of been an open secret around there for some time. Yeah, we know what the dough really is.
And you know, I respect it. I gotta respect it because really, in the music industry, you kind of can't ask. It's better to ask for forgiveness than beg for permission.
Yes. Better to ask for forgiveness than beg for permission, right?
Yes. Better to ask Jeeves.
Yes, it's better
damn.
To beg,
throwback.
Beg for money than ask for forgiveness.
For
yeah, but basically, it's that go-getter attitude. If you know, you show up after a place is closed, there's some weird stuff going on, you say, you know what, I'm going to come here. You know, it's how Kanye got famous, and it's that New York hustle that I miss so much, so I respect what you're doing.
Thank you, man.
I'm not sure... It sounds a little different than how you pitched it originally about, the draw, bringing people in, or, you know, having a gig, or you called it a residency.
Yeah, you did. I will admit
that
you did.
Well, I'm sorry. If I can be honest, I got the phone call from Leo, 10 minutes before going on that I had to have these announcements, and I did feel a little embarrassed that not that much is going on in my life that I'm that proud of.
But this seems amazing. I don't understand why you would be embarrassed of this. This seems amazing.
I know, because the Dave Grohl thing is actually real. So I don't know why I undercut that with this like stupid brag that I'm going to be at this place when I'm not even sure if they'll let me in.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Who would let you in if it's closed at 8 p.m.?
I'm not exaggerating, Leo. I saw them in there like doing really weird things.
Like what?
I don't want to say, or else literally this podcast is going to be taken down.
All right, we should move on. We should move on because I don't want to fucking.
It would
know.
Literally, it would tank this thing. It would tank the terms
what,
of service.
Like,
you could. This would be pulled
weird,
from the
like,
app store
sexual
tomorrow.
Sexual or like violent or just. Like,
I wish it was sexual. That's all I'll say.
I think we should. I really think we should move on because
yeah, let's move on. I don't even want anyone to find out.
I'm getting upset because this is my favorite place in the world. He's talking about.
I know. The croissants are good.
It's Disneyland to me.
I'm not.
Sam,
what
is it? Sam's Junket.
Sam's Happy Place.
I'm getting upset thinking about their imminent demise.
And that name is ironic, I think, given what I saw.
You heard it here first, folks. Gabby just asked the name of one of her favorite places in the world.
Yeah.
I love it so much that I'm at a loss for words.
Just like how Matt had to ask the name of one of his favorite podcasts.
Exactly.
So...
But in both instances, these were just bits, folks. Just bits.
Okay. No, this is real.
Okay, we're going to do news now. This is the news part. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you,
announcement and congratulations,
sure.
I think.
Thank you.
All right, Gabby. News. We're going to go to...
Yes.
Yeah.
So, we understand that as a podcast, we have a responsibility... to report on some of the things happening in the world. You know, we call this a comedy podcast. You know, I say I'm a comedian. Leo says he's a musician. But in reality, we are we have a responsibility. And we need to take seriously our place in the world as, like, some people get their news just from the Big Ten.
Right.
Yeah.
Comedians really are kind of like the new thing.
Yeah. the philosophers, modern day.
Yeah, they are kind of like the last master and master day philosophers.
Definitely.
So, we do get our news a little bit late sometimes, because Leo and I read our news through like a feed, and sometimes the feed is delayed. So we're gonna read the latest news that we have, and because we want to tell you all about what's going on in the world. So I'm gonna read some headlines about things that I assume are happening right now, and we'll opine. Okay, so the first one is John W. Hinckley Jr. was actually just found not guilty because of insanity in the shooting of President Reagan. Wow. This is a big one. This one's heavy.
This just happened?
I just found out, yeah.
Wow.
That's Leo, really... you're just finding out about this too, right?
Yeah, that's crazy that you tried to shoot, you said Ronald Reagan?
Ronald Reagan, yeah, president, who, to my knowledge, he's the president.
Well, what about Donald James Trump?
He's the other president.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. Wow, shit.
You know how there's two?
I don't really keep up with the news so much. I'm actually happy to be hearing this too. Or not happy, that's disgusting to me, but happy to be, you know, apprised.
As always, we condemn all kinds of political violence. What was the guy's name?
John Hinckley Jr.
John Hinckley Jr. We know that right now the internet is going to go wild trying to figure out if John Hinckley Jr. was queer.
Right.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, he was, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean he represents the queer community.
I love how you said that, Liam.
Yeah, it sounds like you think you represent the queer community.
Yes, hunty.
Yes, hunty, you work. Sorry.
Oh my god, Leo was kind of like, he was snatched for that.
Sorry, I'm realizing this is not a time for jokes. I mean, this is serious stuff we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I hear people say Reagan's good. I hear people say that Reagan's bad. I don't have enough insight, but I just know that no one should be shot.
Yeah. I know Reagan snatched. Yes, hunty. Okay, see, I did it, and it's addicting.
He is snatched. He's totally snatched.
What I'll say about this is he's the president of the United States, and whether he's snatched or whether he's gay or it doesn't matter, we have to support him because his success is our success. And you can't just shoot him because that's mean, and it's also evil, and it's cheating.
Yeah,
yeah.
What I've always said is you're either gay, queer, or snatched.
Yeah, you can't be both.
Yeah.
Thank
true.
You for saying that, Gabby. Do you have more? You have more headlines?
Yeah. So this one just came in. And it's kind of unbelievable. Double Fantasy by John Lennon and Yoko Ono just won Album of the Year.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and it actually looks like that's even true in the face of Michael Jackson releasing Thriller, which sold more than 25 million. Well, I assume that it won Album of the Year posthumously. I assume.
Do you know if it was AI? Like the new
That's
Beatles
a good
song?
Question.
Yeah, it must have been AI, right? Because you have Yoko, and she remembers John. She can use the AI.
Guys, I'm on the Wikipedia, and it won Album of the Year at the 1981 Grammys. I mean, what do you have to say? What do you have to say about that?
Well, just to defend Gabby here, we have a feed that's not—it's not always completely up to date, so it could be a little later. You know.
Most updated news I have. If anything else has happened after this, I'm gonna fucking freak out.
I mean, I think it's okay. I think it's the new, we work with what we've got, and I appreciate you bringing the headlines to our show, Gabby, and
Thanks, Leo. I work really hard on this, and I track the feed religiously, and the signal is often malfunctioning or doesn't work, and this is the most up-to-date information that I have access to.
I mean, I maybe there's a miscommunication here. I'm down to just like listen, and maybe I just saw fake news. Just go for it. Go for it.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you being so willing. Okay, so wow, I mean, okay, I'm a little bit freaked out now because I don't know if this news is up to date, and if it's not up to date, I'm really gonna fucking lose my shit.
No,
so
it's okay. We'll just
I'm fucking
work with it,
freaking out.
even if it's not the most recent kind of stuff that's happened, it's still news and it's important to know about it and talk about it.
Okay, well, I'm reading here that John Belushi just died of a heroin overdose.
Wait a
Oh
second.
my God.
Yeah, I'm sorry to break this.
Guys.
He's the one, he's from Staten Island, right?
He was.
Guys.
He's from Staten Island. His dad is a firefighter. He dated Ariana Grande.
Yeah,
No, that's Pete Davidson.
Oh, it is?
Guys,
Pete
Gabby.
Davidson is on heroin?
Guys, what is, where is this? Like, what book did you get this info from, Gabby? I'm on his Wikipedia right now. John Adam Belushi died March 5th, 1982.
This is Matt, this is from my feed. I don't know how else to explain it to you.
Bullshit.
I get a feed from a satellite. What do you mean it's bullshit? It's true. I get a feed from a satellite. It updates sort of when it wants to, and this is the most up-to-date information that I can access.
This is really weird. I'm sorry. This is really weird.
I think what you're adversely reacting to is that a celebrity died of a preventable disease of addiction. And I think that
Gabby,
you're
if
having
you're
an I think
serious,
you're having
Matt,
after your last
if
speech,
you guys are
I think
serious, then I'm extremely worried about your fucking mental health. And if you're joking, then I'm even more worried.
well, first of all, I don't know why you'd be more worried about joking because it's not that scary. It's just joking is just for fun. But
Yeah, it's just
no,
jokes.
because you still
Speaking
shouldn't.
of
You still shouldn't be. You still should not be joking about John Belushi's death, even though it was 40 years ago. I
Okay,
mean,
see.
I'm literally, I'm doing this Dave Grohl thing, and I'm reading about Taylor Hawkins and how he died, and it's really not fucking funny.
Okay, I think you need to think about this from Gabby's perspective. This, first of all, this is what's on her feed. Second of all,
No, it wasn't,
second of
Leo.
Yes,
all,
it was,
she's
actually.
a comedian, and John Belushi is the main character from her favorite show, Saturday Night Live,
Yeah,
with Lauren Michaels, and
Yeah,
I don't know if
I
I bet
love
she thinks that he's
Lauren
still on it.
Michaels.
If you've ever been a comedian, you know that that's your favorite show, and that this is basically the Bible for her. So I don't think she would be joking around about John or about heroin and about him dying from it. So
Well,
I think.
then she thinks that it's fucking 45 years ago, and then that's pathetic, and she should be institutionalized for that. I'm sorry.
I don't think it is. What year is it, Matt? Guess what? I think it's 2025. But this is the news that I have access to. And you know what? What I think is happening right now is I think you're having an adverse negative reaction to the fact that John Belushi, who is a lot of people's favorite comedians up until very recently, dare I say today, passed away tragically due to a preventable disease.
Well,
I
yeah,
think.
he's extremely funny.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. But I think you're having an issue with the fact that he passed, and I think you're taking it out on me and my satellite feed.
I'm just interested in what Bill Burr has to say about this, because they were in that movie together.
Yeah,
That's Pete Davidson. That's the guy who's alive right now.
I want to hear from him. I want to hear from everyone on this because this just happened.
I'd love for Bill Burr to get on here and fucking chew you guys a new asshole.
I don't think Pete Davidson died from heroin. I think he's still alive.
No, he's right. Still here. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. John Belushi died.
Yeah, just today, I know.
Can you stop fucking saying that? It's really upsetting every time I have to hear it.
I know,
I'm sorry. I really, really wish that Bill Burr could come on here and be like, you fucking assholes, the fuck do you think this is funny for, you fucking pricks?
Such a good Bill Burr impression.
That's a really good Bill Burr.
That's
thank
so
you,
funny.
Thank you.
Wow,
thank
you're
you.
Great. You're a great comedian. Oh, I love the power of jokes can really paper over an otherwise awkward situation.
Look, Bill
I know.
Burr,
I'm actually feeling a much better sense of humor about this whole thing, honestly.
And Bill, if you're listening to this, hey man, maybe don't try heroin because we know what happened to your son in that movie from that.
All right, guys, what did we learn today?
I learned a. You go first.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go first. I learned a lot today. I learned some things that could be really damaging to the venue that Matt plays music at, which is Sam's Eyes. And
Sam's Happy Place, Gab. Come on.
Well, okay, Sam's Happiness. And I learned I learned that we can't say what we learned all the time because we don't want to be taken off the air and that there's dark
That's true.
Secrets.
That's true. There are things that you don't want to get involved in. Yeah.
I also learned that friendship is really powerful. And I cherish both of you and I love you. And when I build my bomb, which again won't hurt anyone.
Right.
It especially won't hurt you guys.
Hell yeah. Thank you for that, Gabby. I love that.
Yeah.
So
what, you don't want to see my art?
Leo, that's so you. You were always such a, you know, such a namby pamby if something actually, you know, actually transgressive came across our field of vision.
I know. Seriously. Yeah,
yeah,
he's 84.
Yeah, I mean, don't even get me started. Your fucking computer's 84.
That's not funny. What if my computer actually was? See, it's a joke because I know you're not actually 84. What if my computer was 84?
I know, it's not funny. I'm sorry.
It's ageist. Stick to music.
And acting.
Stick to music and theater.
Is the gig he actually has. The music residency wasn't even made real. It's not even.
No,
really.
I just said it because I'm insecure.
So in a way, you're kind of like acting that.
I'd like to think so. I mean, I just hope that any appearance I do is going to lead to more work.
And can we point the show towards if people are looking for a physical only actor with no script, no audio, they can reach out to you, right?
I can literally do anything with this face.
You heard it here first. You can do anything. So reach out to Matt if you have flashbacks, etc. No audio.
Mime. Although I can't, not a juggling thing, but more just like a. I mean, I'm making a face right now that actually is good, but you can't see it.
Yeah, that makes sense. What did you learn today?
I learned that either Gabby's computer's broken or her head is. That's for one.
Okay, well, you learned misinformation.
Okay, fine. I learned that John Belushi died today, and John Lennon fucking died today, and he just released an album that somehow my dad owned on CD 20 years ago. That's amazing.
It's called the Mandela Effect.
I'm learning, honestly, this is why I'm happy I came on here, is I'm learning that I don't know that much, you know what I mean?
And because it's your favorite show.
And it is my favorite show. This is probably my favorite episode. I would like to go back and re-answer my favorite Big Tent moments. Because I love the part when Gabby was talking about building a bomb. I hated the part about learning that bastard John Hinckley got off by reasons of insanity for shooting our president.
Yeah, me too.
I learned that there are two presidents.
I'm glad.
Leo,
yeah, you are truly a scholar of our podcast, Matt. So. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know shit.
Deep cut moments. We know.
Anyways,
we could
Liam,
talk.
Liam, what did you learn, Liam?
I asked you that question. Well, I learned, but I actually already knew. I asked you that question in the beginning because I knew you hadn't listened to it yet. So I apologize for that. I kind of set you up.
Nice.
I learned. I learned that Gabby, is always working hard. She's worked hard on her art, and she really worked hard to read that feed that she has. And and I guess from that I could extrapolate too that she can read, because I don't know where else that would have come from. So Gabby's a hard working. She's also a woman, if anyone didn't know that, and. It makes everything she's doing even more inspiring to me. Reading it and getting the news. So
yes, I love how you said that.
I just want to shout out my co-host.
So I just want to say, you guys just found out that I'm a woman.
It was for the listeners. It was for the listeners. They might not have known. We didn't.
Okay. It sounded like you just learned that for the first time on this. We've known each other a really long time, so I just wanted to make sure that's not the first time you're understanding that that's true.
Okay,
I knew.
Thank you for making sure.
I had a feeling.
Yeah, it's sort of like an instinctual thing. Like you kind of either know it or you don't.
I've always found the fact that you're a woman to be very inspiring.
It's one of those. Yeah, it's one of those open secrets of Hollywood.
Yep.
Yep.
It's just like if you know, you know, and I always knew, but I'm glad to hear it finally aired out. I think that's cool.
We've really revealed a lot to the public. I think we should go. Matt, thank you for joining us on the Big Tent. And we look forward to tenting with you guys.
I'm not gonna end up doing that residency because I feel like the effect of like what I wanted, the serotonin already happened from just talking about it. Which I hear you're not supposed to talk about things before you do them, by the way, because you get the same effect of doing something as from just talking about it.
Like it was gonna be a kind of strenuous gig, so maybe it's for the best that you got the most out of it right here on the show with us.
Yeah, totally. That's totally fine. But because I am not actually joking about being in the Dave Grohl role in the VH1 thing, which I know it sounds lame, and I know we were having a lot of fun, but I am going to try to make the most of, which is why I think the John Belushi joke or whatever it was did make me uncomfortable, because I am like really knee-deep in studying for this.
Yeah, not a joke. Not a joke to any of us.
Yeah, but it's not something that happened. You know what I mean? It didn't actually happen. So
no,
it might as well be a joke.
It did happen. John Belushi did die of a heroin overdose. The timeline of when it happened is unclear to you. to me,
that's true.
Yes, he died of a heroin overdose. That's true.
You know what's so fucked up is that right now, like, I found out it's real, and now I'm laughing. You know what I mean?
That is fucked up.
Like, I wasn't, like, when I thought it was a joke, I was so mad, and now that I realize it's real, now I'm laughing. That's just so strange about how people react to things.
Hey, just, are you all right, man?
I'm overwhelmed. I am. I've been working really hard.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. You can, this show is a good place for, working out this kind of thing.
Also, I basically had to pee when we started, and I thought I was going to do a bit where I'm like, I have to pee, but I didn't even say it because it didn't feel like the right time. And I just like have been holding it in. And I also heard that if you drive while you have to pee, it's actually worse than being drunk.
Are you about to drive somewhere?
No, but I'm just saying by that logic, I'm not going to be totally myself right now.
Okay, well, don't drink your pee.
My grandson's right. Pee. Remember that? All right.
Yeah. That was good.
Well, hopefully next time you're on the show, you'll be feeling better. And
I'm looking forward to being on and just in a better place. I just like, I mean, do you guys remember how, like, Heath Ledger died from playing the fucking Joker?
I don't remember that. Sorry, that must have happened after the... It's not in my news feed.
Yeah, because it happened in the 21st century, so you wouldn't fucking know because you're a hipster.
That's not what happened. I'm just... I have the most updated news.
Shut up, you fucking hipster.
So I think we should...
You're saying that... What, that playing Dave Grohl... I mean, he's still alive.
Well, the Joker's still alive. What's your point? The Joker didn't die.
Well, the Joker, they made him up, man.
Yeah, he's not real.
The Joker lived and Heath Ledger did not. What I'm saying is that Dave Grohl lived, but will I?
I don't know.
It's not funny.
I don't think the Joker is real, man. You're just playing a guy, you know, he's still fine. I think he'll be okay. I mean,
well, that's exactly the point, is that Heath Ledger didn't even have the Joker to disappoint. Whereas if I fuck this up, Dave Grohl is going to think I'm a pussy.
He already thinks that.
There's no speaking. It's not a speaking role, though. So,
yeah,
you know, he gets to represent himself in it, too. So
I'm just saying I look forward to, you know, when I get paid for this and I can call back and come on the show and be lounging in a fucking, you know, in a, I don't know, in like a beach chair somewhere. Like, I would rather be in a good mood. I'm in a bad mood.
I called Dave Grohl the other day and he said, the guy playing me is kind of a huge pussy. He did say that.
Come on, he's always saying that. He's always saying that.
But at the time, I didn't know it was about you. So I.
He's like, he's always saying that shit.
What do you mean? Did he say it to you?
Just like everyone I know is hearing this from him, and no, about me. But you're not the first person who's told me this.
so you're worried he's gonna think you're a pussy, but he already does. So you're what? Are you?
I just think he's mad at me.
Think you're trying to change his mind, or?
I just think he understands
I have to leave because I'm. Conference room at work. So you two wrap this up. I gotta go.
I just think he knows I'm not gonna shy. All right, goodbye. I gotta go too. I gotta go. Thanks, Liam.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
How much for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
Like now. Like today. This is a joke, right? You want me to take your kid to school? The kid that I tattooed? I got two kids. The other one's 7.
You're gonna make me babysit your kids? I'm on, I do drugs.